I have been waiting for this very day since the last time we've had baptisms. I'm so excited. I've been dreaming about this day, thinking about this day, and I even got dressed for this day. The last time I seen someone wearing shorts on a stage was in a church was in Hawaii. I thought that was unusual, but that's par for the course. It's what they do. So I thought I'd dress like a Hawaiian today. But we're having a baptism, and we're so excited because Angela and Cecilia are getting baptized. And this is crazy exciting because I've seen them for a while, seen them grow in faith. Today, we get to celebrate this day. So what we're going to do is we're going to have them share their testimony of how they came to faith. And I want you to be paying attention because some of you are like, oh, should I get baptized? The answer is yes. If you believe in Jesus and you haven't been baptized, you look through scriptures and you see why do people get baptized? It's because they believe, not because they've become perfect. Not because they're the best disciple in the world. It's not because of something other than they believe that Jesus died for them and rose for them. So, why don't you welcome with me? We're going to have Angela come up first. She's going to share her story. You ready?
No laughing.
Hi. My name is Angela Lamb, and I'm here today to share with you my proclamation of my faith in Christ. I grew up in a home with no knowledge of Christ, actually. It was this way for actually quite a long time until this, like, one day. My dad, he tells us all, he says, he found South Calgary Evangelical Free Church on the internet and decided that as a family, we should all go to one of their Sunday worships and give it a try. And so we went, and my honest opinion of my experience there was that it was incredibly boring. It was really boring. Firstly, because I had no friends in the children's ministry. I was new. I didn't know anyone, and so I hated it. My parents, however, they enjoyed their experience there, and because they have authority, we went back the following week, and the week after that, and the week after that. Let us go back in time. The day is October 7th, 2012. Picture this scene in your head. People are gathered in the sanctuary down at our old church on Bannister Drive. Yes. I sit in the front row. My parents sit to my right, and with my newborn brother in my mom's arms and my sister Olivia to my left. Pastor PK is standing at the podium and he's delivering this brief introduction before we proceed into baptisms. My parents are both clothed in these long black robes. And then Pastor PK calls them to the stage. My mom and my dad stand up, Jackson still in her arms, sound asleep. And then this was the beginning of one of those most memorable moments in my life. My parents delivered their testimonies, and they both talked of the incredible, amazing things Christ had done in their lives and spoke from the very depths of their hearts. After this, Pastor P asked me and Olivia to go join our parents on the stage for a family photo. We sit together, the cameras flash, and I don't remember ever having smiled bigger than I really did in that moment. When I watched my parents get baptized, I really felt a craving, a calling, a longing for the relationship my parents had with Christ. I wanted to know this Messiah, this Savior, the only sinless man to have ever walked the earth. And so I paid more attention in my Sunday school classes. I raised my hand. I answered questions. I listened to what the teachers had to say. When we sang songs of praise, I sang with pride. And although I did this, I think one of the best parts of my whole journey to know Christ is the people I met along the way. The group of people I saw and met every week at church. The people I saw over and over again. And the new people I met. They were like-minded people that accepted me for who I was and helped me in getting to know Christ. They told me their stories and I shared with them so many of mine. They were my stable rock that I could reach out to and hold on to when I needed support. There are so many people, but I'm choosing to tell you and to mention two of them, Gloria and Peter. They were my first Sunday school teachers down at the old church, and they were the ones who taught me the basics of Christianity and what Christianity was and deepened my understanding of who Christ even was. They made Sunday school really change from a boring place that I did not want to go to a place that I looked forward to every Sunday. For all that, I'm so thankful for them, as well as everyone else. To me, Christ is my heavenly Father. I have an earthly one, but he means so much to me because he suffered and he died on that cross for you, for me, and for our sins. And this is all simply because of based upon the fact that he loves us so much, each and every one of us. And even though I like to ask myself, what did we do to deserve him? What makes us even worthy of his unconditional love? And I realize and I remind myself that it is because we choose to believe in him, that we profess our faith, that in return he may give us eternity in heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. Through my faith in Christ, I am a new person. And I want to celebrate this commitment with you through baptism, which is my outward expression of my inward faith.
Spectacular. Thank you, Angela. Wow, you get so excited she wants to get in the tank again for... Cecilia.
So, my testimony is, like, not as great as Angela's, but hopefully it's okay. I've attended a Christian school since kindergarten, so that's around 10 years now. And so when I was little, God felt more like a school thing than anything else, because my family didn't really regularly go to church, so my only experiences involving God were at my school. And so in my mind, God was just a thing that was at school. It didn't really affect my life outside of it. And so committing to God wasn't really a one-time thing for me like a lot of people, where they have like a definitive moment where they feel like the presence of God or whatever, and they're like, yay. So for me, it's been more of like a really long process. And so like technically, if we're talking about like saying the prayer of salvation, that was around grade 2 or 3, I think, during a chapel at my school. But I think my faith really only started to grow when I was around grade 5. And so it was in that time that my mom got really sick, and she was in the hospital for a while. And I remember one night when she was in the hospital, I was laying in my bed and I was thinking, God, if you're real, please heal my mom, because I had basically grown up hearing all these stories about people having family members or friends that have been sick, or something was wrong, and they prayed to God and they were basically just healed in a really short period of time. And they've talked about all these miracles that happened, and I was just wanted that to happen for my mom. And so my mom got better enough that she could leave the hospital, but okay. She was able to leave the hospital, but she wasn't completely healed, and she still isn't. But that was, I think, one of the events that really started my faith, because it was around that time that I stopped mostly thinking of God as a school thing, but somewhere in my mind, he was still kind of just a thing for school and sometimes when I needed help. And so after I made the decision to follow him, he went to from being just a school thing to just this guy I prayed to when I needed help with something. And so at my school, we have chapels every other week. And my teachers, they always talked about believing in Jesus, not just as one single event, but as having a relationship with him. And so I only realized this a few months ago, but my teachers use the word relationship for a reason, because a good relationship isn't just one side only talking to the other side when they need help. And it should involve things other than one person just asking for favors. And I hadn't really understood what believing in Jesus, I hadn't really understood that believing in him was only the start of my faith, not the entirety of it. And so at the beginning of this year, we had a speaker during chapel ask us, but mostly the grade nines, about how we were going to continue our faith because we were going to be leaving GCA next year, and most of us weren't be going to a Christian school. And so this made me question how strong my faith actually was, and how I would be able to stand when I wasn't surrounded by Christianity 5 days a week. And at that time, my family hadn't been attending church, so God was still, in some ways, a school thing. And but near the end of 2016, my family started coming to the Southgate Alliance, and I feel like my faith has gotten stronger. And I want to get baptized because I want to follow Jesus' example and live in a Christ-like way. Being baptized is an important part of Christianity, and I want to publicly express my faith in God. And I know I'm not perfect, but I want to ask God to help me to live in a more righteous way so that other people can look at me and know that I follow Jesus through the way I act and how I treat other people. I also want to develop an actual relationship with God instead of just thinking of him as a school thing or treating him kind of like a vending machine. A verse that's really important to me is Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, which says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you."
Each of these teens are going through a journey. And this baptism is the beginning. It's not the end. It's not when you become the best disciple, like I mentioned. So it's a pleasure for me to be involved with these two lives, and I know there's so many of others that are going through that walk with Christ to the point of either deciding to be baptized or even called to ministry or anything else. So walk with us.